came out to help the black people, and the yards and yards of material they had to bring home to sew up, and the boots. I talked to Barbara about the boots. Umpteen boots were on the were needed, and the right boot and the left boot were the same. So if you lost a right boot, the next you could have a mate without having to get a left or a right boot, which I think is logical when it comes to boots.
I think a lot of Northerners do not understand the oppression of the Southerners that happened, especially during Reconstruction. And there is a truth to that, and the, because the Northerner wants to frame it all around the racial issue, and they don't see the economic oppression that happened by the carpetbaggers that came down. And that
well,
was
a lot of
years.
Books have been written about this in even in recent years and all, and it's a pretty unsavory picture about slavery.
There were some bad guys.
There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
But when you have an economy based on having slaves, you know, then and that's taken away from you, yes, then that becomes a very difficult time. And that's all tied in with the United Daughters of the Confederacy and all. There have been a bunch of books written about them, and I've read some of those. So I kind of know some of the history of the UDC. But I don't care about all that. What I care about in this is getting your perspective. That's what's important to me, because you're the person that lives here now, and your family history is connected to all of this. And so, well, whatever it was in the past or however I might feel about it, doesn't make any difference to me. I want to, and so I'm grateful to hear you say the things you say, you know, the perspective you give, because that's what's important. You are
so
the living historian.
Yes. It really is. And from different perspectives. And I know with my father's experience in foreign aid, I think, were you here when I talked about that?
A little bit.
Yeah, the people wanted these short-handled brooms, so, but they sent him some John Deere tractors, you know, and no gasoline. Good intentions can be just as bad.
Well, I think there's one way to look at history where you just, you know, you look at the facts and the lived reality of people and all, and you make an analysis from that. But then there's also just listening to people whose lives they can reflect on how they perceive things happening to them. And so that's what I think this is about, Winky, is what is the history as you see it through your lens, and how did you experience it, and what mattered to you, and how did you experience your family? Because those were very personal things, and that's how I see this conversation and these questions going.
I don't care. To take Barbara. Did you see the pictures of her mama?
No, I have not.
Oh.
This is a story.
Well, we can know a little bit, because I think I might have told you this when we sat out at Hope in David's.
That picture of her.
That my mother was a recipient of the Congressional Gold Medal.
You might know what kind of program
she was in the Women Air Force. This is just, I just brought this because I have lots of pictures of my mother.
I think that's a B-25. Do you know planes?
John might.
Yeah. Mother's in that picture.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, I don't know what it is. It could be.
I think that is so neat.
I have no idea what, but mother's in it, and that's all I was curious. And mother's the sixth one from the left.
Okay.
That's my mother. She was a member of the Women Air Force Service Pilots.
So this one
could it have been a B-17?
Is it? Well, B-17 has four engines, doesn't it?
Well, there you go. So you
know, very dramatic.
I don't know.
That's about.
That's amazing.
The B-29 is bigger.
When I first looked, I thought it was a B-17 too, and then I realized B-17 had two engines on it. So.
They did. I didn't know that.
Yeah, and the B-24, which replaced it, had a messy gasoline feeding system, so a lot of them blew up when the plane went.
A rocket assist, you mean? It had what?
They had four engines, but the gasoline feeding system to those engines, when the plane went like that, it would leak. and it blew up a lot of planes. They didn't tell you that during the war, but the B-17 was a much better plane.
Oh.
The only reason we got into planes was because I wanted to be a WASP, but I couldn't.
You were a little bit young. You were a little bit young, too, because the WASP, what would you have been in 42, 43, 44? How old would you have been? You were just a little bit
16
young.
Or 17.
Yeah,
or
you
18.
Weren't really quite old enough. Yeah. Most of the women were between 18 and about 29, and my mother was at the top end of that. Mm-hmm. But she already had a private pilot's license, and she had graduated from the University of Wisconsin with degrees in mathematics and French, and then she just went and got a private pilot's license on a lark, just for something
that
to do.
That is so great, and I'm so mad I never made it.
she owned an airplane. What was more interesting to me was that she owned an airplane, and she owned it in conjunction with two men that she got to know out at the airport. And I said, well, Mother, what did you do with that airplane? She said, oh, we just flew it around for fun. But then Jackie Cochran, who was the original, famous early aviator and founder of the WASP, she wrote Mother a letter and asked if she could. Yeah, I have that letter at home and a scroll, and it's signed by Jackie Cochran and General Hap Arnold. And there's great history there and all of that, too. But Mother's gone. Yeah,
she ought to be telling.
No, Barb, some other time, but we'll do it, of course.
Yeah. But really, and Vicky, dear, Vicky. But incidentally, speaking of that, have you met the Farrendors? They have the balloon, that big blue, yellow, and white balloon. It landed here in the pasture last summer.
Really?
It was great. Yeah. Boy,
well, when the weather's better, I want to just, if you can just step outside.
Oh, yeah.
We'll just step outside and you can talk about the house a little bit just from the outside, because she can't do the steps and all anymore.
Well, listen, do you want to take a walk around?
No, not today. When the weather's nice, it's